Welcome to a special rebroadcast of the 1010 Thrive podcast brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we're bringing you a rebroadcast of an episode we first dropped in August of 2021, episode 204, Not by Bread Alone. Although this is a replay episode, since it's Thursday, we will feature verses for study and reflection. Check out our website for our recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 14 passages from the book of Matthew. Matthew 1, verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. At his birth announcement, the angel of the Lord tells Joseph Jesus' purpose for coming into the world. It is not to restore Israel's former glory. It is not to remove the yoke of Roman oppression. It is to save those who will call him their own from their sins. The invitation has been given, and if we accept him as the Lord and Savior of our lives, we can be rescued from sin. Matthew 4, verse 19. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Jesus calls Peter, Andrew, James, and John to work more significant than that which they have been doing. He invites them to transition from making a livelihood to transforming lives. Could God be asking you to give up something to take on an even greater calling? Matthew 5, verses 11 to 12. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Note that those who are blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake and for Jesus' sake. In 1 Peter 4, verses 15 to 16, Peter recognizes that suffering might come to some Christians for reasons other than their faithfulness to Christ. This is not what Jesus addresses here. He's encouraging his disciples to live as he has lived and the prophets that came before him. If you do the right thing, not everyone will appreciate you. If you follow Jesus faithfully, you will offend some and there will be blowback. Rather than get riled up every time people say things to you or about you that you know to be false, have a long view. There is a reward in heaven that awaits your faithfulness. Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Your light is not meant to spotlight your accomplishments. It is meant to glorify God. Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In teaching us to pray, Jesus tells us to direct our prayers to the Father. He reminds us that the kingdom of heaven is coming to earth. He says we ought to desire to stay in the perfect will of God for our lives. He reminds us that God can supply our material needs. As we seek forgiveness, we ought to also freely forgive. We will be tempted, but God has the power to keep us from or deliver us from both temptation and evil. And at the end of it all, that which remains will be God's kingdom, power, and glory. Matthew 6, verse 33, But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek the most important things first. Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14, Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The true gate is both narrow and difficult. If your road has a gate that is easy and well-traveled, watch out. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest is found in a person, and he's eager to relieve your burdens. Matthew 11, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus builds upon his invitation by saying that we must come as disciples to learn, willing to be guided by his yoke, not merely to receive something. Matthew 16, verses 24 to 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? We have too narrow or too short a view of what matters. How do the pleasures of sin for a season compare to eternity with Christ? Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Here Jesus affirms the value of Christian fellowship, but he also points out that he is present in the little congregation as in the great mass meeting. With him, it is not about numbers. Matthew 22, verses 37 to 39. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Here Jesus sums up the guidelines for abundant living. It's all about love. Matthew 25, verse 40, and the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. The panhandler at the traffic light, the elderly neighbor whom no one visits anymore, the child in the grocery store who appears to be lost, the teenager who makes a poor choice, the inmate serving a life sentence. How often do we see people in need, but we are too busy, too careful, too oblivious to stop, to help, to show love? Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Our calling is to go, and our audience is not limited by culture, language, or social status. The teaching is ongoing, and Christ will always be with us as we respond to that call. Here is one more passage that did not make the list on our website that gives you a total of 15 for the book. Matthew 4, verse 4, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Physical bread provides temporary relief from hunger, but the bread of heaven, the bread of life, the word of God, that alone truly satisfies. There we have it. 15 passages from the book of Matthew. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.